This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
For trading stocks and other securities, there are stock exchanges, which are highly regulated. There are also alternative trading systems, also called dark pools, which are lightly regulated. There's news this morning that IEX, an upstart alternative system, has gotten some big new investors to help it try to become a fully-fledged regulated exchange. IEX is designed to mute the effects of high-speed trading, advanced technology that some argue serves Wall Street middlemen and not investors. The CEO of IEX, Brad Katsuyama, was cast as the protagonist in Michael Lewis's best-selling critique of high-speed trading, and he joins us today. Mr. Katsuyama, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so what do you got here? Some new money?
Yeah, so we just finished, I guess it's our third major capital raise. We raised $75 million. Exchanges are pretty heavily regulated, and it costs money to be an exchange. We now have the capital, so we plan on filing to become an exchange, and we're pretty happy about we're on track to do that.
How is it looking with regulators in Washington that you'll have to persuade in order to become an exchange? IEX puts in what you might call, a speed bump in the trading superhighway. It slows everyone for just a moment to erase the advantage that people with super high-speed equipment might have, but delaying trading is technically against the rules. Do you think the SEC is going to come around?
Well, it's not necessarily about delaying trading. Picture this. It would be like our exchange being located in Long Island. There were exchanges at some point in Chicago, so it would take, many milliseconds for people that were routing orders to those exchanges. And really what we've done is we've introduced 43.5 miles, 38 miles of that is coiled. It's introduced a 350 microsecond delay. We do think that it's an advanced solution to some of the more sophisticated problems that are out there in the market, and we look forward to discussing that as we file for an exchange.
Now, what did I read this summer from Bart Chilton, a former commissioner of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission? He suggested that high-frequency traders actually do a lot of good, reducing, for instance, volatility in the marketplace.
High-frequency trading is a pretty broad term. I would say that some people who use computers to trade provide a service to the market. Other people who use computers to trade absolutely don't. The best example to give is kind of saying there are two football teams and they're playing, different level of talent, different level of resources, different levels of coaching. You're never going to be able to regulate that. You would only expect the referee and the playing field to be fair. The exchange essentially is the referee for fair trading. We match buyers and sellers. If the referee doesn't know what's happening on the field, I don't think it can possibly claim to be fair. There is information in the market. Certain participants have it. And actually, the markets themselves don't have that same information.
Brad Katsuyama, the CEO of IEX. Brad, thank you.
Thanks very much.